What's up, Fool Podcast with Felipe Esparza and Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
You are listening to the 104th episode of the What's Up, Fool Podcast.
Fuck yeah.
And how do I know? Because I'm counting them. We're at 104. And this week, we have a very special guest, Rodrigo Torres. What's up, fool?
What's happening, dog? What up,
What's
fool?
Up, man? How you been, man?
I've been all right, bro. I've been good, dog.
Yeah, man. Remember, first of all.
What's up, fool?
Let's give a little shout-out to
go for it,
Raymond Todd Fiddler, who made me a cool Keef box from the Bay Area, San Jose. You know who you are, bro.
That's a piece of art,
dog. Badass Keef box, man.
That's fucking beautiful, dog. Fucking mean craftsmanship, that South Dakotan Native American, dog.
Yeah, if you want to see that Keef box, it has a logo of the What's Up Fool podcast logo. And then when you open it up, it has the microphone stand and a stool.
No, it's fucking cool, dog. I was kind of surprised because, you know, people bring you shit, make you shit, and it looks like they, you know, made it in the garage real quick.
Oh, maybe some whack-ass drawings that look like Theo Chomps. Like the one on Facebook.
But, dude, that was just awesome. Dude, it was perfect, dude. It was like, you know, shit that'll cost a lot of money. It's like the shit you open up and you get that fucking, you know, that fucking gun from the Civil Wars in there or some shit. You
order. I thought I had that fool's card on me. Cool, anyway, dude. If you got no Burma, you know Raymond. Well, anyways, man, Raymond Todd Fiddler on the Roof or Fiddler on the Teepee. He made me a nice Keef box, man. If you have one, this guy will make personalized Keef box for anyone. And it's a Native American owned business, so all the money goes back to the tribe, which is he's a tribe of one.
Super, dude.
He hooked it up, man.
Dude, it was fucking, it's a piece of artwork. Again, I'm fucking saying it again and again, but I was surprised.
Also,
dude.
This guy, he survived a coma. He was in a coma for 2 months.
He said that the podcast brought him out of it, right?
Yeah.
Or that, like, you know, when he came out.
When he came out to listen to the podcast, man. I don't think he was in a coma, bro. I think he smoked some mean peyote, bro. Some mean peyote to put him to sleep.
He looks like a fool that's been on the other side, huh?
Yeah, man. Wow, man. He must have gained a lot. But you could tell that he gained all his weight back after that coma.
Look like a pear, huh, fool?
See, he has to learn how to walk. He has to learn how to walk and stuff.
Everything, no? Like talk and all that shit?
I feel like that when I sleep late. Like when I oversleep, like like if I sleep so like when I oversleep, like I go to sleep around 3 in the morning sometimes because of the time difference. And I get up at noon, my body aches, man.
Yeah,
it's all
dude.
Cracking, so I gotta stretch out and drink lots of water, man. And then go poop that hemorrhoid out. Also, man, upcoming shows, Chattanooga, Tennessee, that's this week. This week, May 27th through the 29th at Comedy Catch in Chattanooga. Also, we'll be there with Marcela Arguello and Rodrigo Torres, man.
Yeah, man.
We'll be over there. We'll be staying at the Chattanooga Choo Choo, the original
that,
one.
Is that where, what
that's where it
then?
Is. The, yeah, with a dude. Song with the original Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
There you go. Chattanooga Choo Choo.
It's a cool ass song, dude.
Also, I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama. I know you have been dying to see me in Birmingham. You're saying, Felipe, man, when are you going to come down to the dirty, dirty South? Wow, this I'm coming down, man. Birmingham, Alabama. Really? Hoover, Alabama. That's where it really is. Next week, June 3rd to the 5th, at Stardom, Birmingham, Alabama. Be there, man. Somebody. Orlando, Florida, June 9th through the 12th. June 9th through the 12th, I'll be in Orlando. My birthday will be June 11th, so I'll be spending it with you guys. So if you want to bring me any treats, I'll take them. San Diego, just announced, man. Just announced.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, San Diego, July 15th at Humphreys by the Bay. Tickets on sale right now, man. This show will sell out. We will announce the special comedians that are with me later on as the show gets here. Chicago, August 19 and 20 at Joe's Bar on Weed Street. Joe's Bar on Weed Street. Chicago, August 19 and 20. I'll be doing that show with Mikey O, my man. And that show will be with Marcela Arguello and Rodrigo Torres. Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
So what's up, man? You're gonna get there early, go hang out with your family before the show or what?
That's my mom's side of the family, dude.
Oh, you don't get along with him?
No, they're cool, fool. But there was a lot of bitter shit going on after my grandpa died, and then when my grandma died too. You know, motherfuckers don't be talking to each other no more.
They thought they were gonna get money, huh?
But I'll go over there and shake someone's hand.
Also, just announced on sale now. Boston, August 12th at the Wilbur Theater. Boston. So all you Boston baked beaners, please show up.
They're bomb, dog.
Also, man, I think we have a homeboy from Boston that hooked me up last time. Pickle. Pickle One or Pickle Guy.
Is that big guy you guys are hanging out with?
Pickle Uno. I think that's you, bro. You know you hooked it up. You wanted to hook it up. Also, don't forget, man, if you're trying to buy something on Amazon, make sure you use our Amazon search window on Felipe'sWorld.com, because every time you buy something on Amazon from our site, we get a little cut. Not a big cut, but just enough to get Rodrigo another Deftone shirt.
To wet my beak.
Also, shout out, man, to Rory Hill. You know who you are, man.
Hell yeah, dog.
A listener of the Enchilada Casserole and the What's Up Food podcast. This fool showed up to the 100th episode of the live show at the Ice House.
Hell yeah.
And flew back to Washington. And two weeks ago, that fool sent me on a scavenger hunt, bro, in Marina Del Rey.
That's bitching, dude.
Yeah, man. He left behind his rig.
The rig, dog.
Because he can't fly out with it. Let me tell you something, man. For all you guys that are out there, no, never fly out with dirty bongs or stuff with resin in it, man. It just smells too much. And you're gonna attract a lot of attention. So just hide it somewhere in Los Angeles or whatever state you are, and then show me where it's at on Periscope, and I'll keep it.
Drop a pin.
So I went over to look for it, man. I drove to Marina Del Rey, man. And then I got on Periscope to get this guy to help me find it, and I couldn't find it, man. So then I text your ass. You send me the coordinates.
Yeah, because he drops a pin right there on your little fucking iPhone. Dude.
I took a compass out. I look like a meth head, bro.
Motherfucker became a surveyor.
Let me tell you, man. Whenever you see a Mexican man with shorts on and tennis shoes and a white woman searching through a park, they look like meth heads, man.
Where's it at, Silent Bob?
Where's it at?
Fuck it, though. It's awesome.
I found it, man.
Fucking treasure, dog.
Drove back. Was happy.
Nobody even messed with it, huh, fool?
Nobody, man.
Tight.
Oh, man. I don't know if you guys saw the news or heard in the news.
What happened?
But they arrested a little kid for selling Red Hot Cheetos, bro.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, dude. That little story?
If you guys don't know already, but Hot Cheetos are banned from all elementary schools and also snacks. So fast food snacks. I never had fast food snacks in my school. You had them?
Nah, dude. We just had sodas and shit, and then fucking
sodas.
Yeah, full big soda time. Machine.
We had our sodas later on, but we had it's whack. We had a machine that only served apples.
Oh, dude, that's what they're doing now, though, right? Because they want to kick the junk food out of the
schools. Apples, bro. You put a quarter in, an apple comes out. A crunchy ass apple.
Okay, Granny Smith apples and shit.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, dude. But yeah, dude, that's it. Soda machines, dude. And then fucking at the student store, they sold snacks and shit, dude.
And the student store sold cookies at my school. Hollenbeck Junior High School, they used to sell hot chocolate chip cookie. It was a big one, bro, and it cost 50 cents or a quarter.
A quarter, dog.
Yeah, a quarter. So the bus was a quarter, the Montebello bus, because it's so cheap, you know, Montebello bus. So it would take me from, sometimes when I had a quarter, I had to make a decision, bro. Catch the Montebello bus for a quarter and take it all the way to Soto and beat everybody to school, or hold on to that shit and then walk around and then ask somebody if they have a quarter, we'll split the cookie.
Fuck it, dog. Split the cookie, dog.
Every once in a while, man, all the hot chicks ate cookies, though. Somebody will buy them a cookie, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. It's a mad treat.
Ugly,
dude.
Little girl starving. You're too smart.
Don't get shit.
Oh, man, but I was hungry at school, man. I never got to eat the good shit, man. My favorite thing to eat over there was the coffee cake.
At school?
Yeah, man. The cinnamon one with the cinnamon on top.
Yeah, the little crunchy things, the little clumps.
little clubs, managed to smash that shit, bro, because it was too fat.
To make it bigger?
to make it smaller and harder.
Okay.
So it was just press it, bro. Eat all the sugar. It was good.
And that was in elementary school or intermediate?
Junior high.
Okay. Dude, in junior high, you guys never had taco snacks, fool?
What kind of taco snacks?
Well, dude, it was like in a yellow tortilla, flour tortilla, but inside it had cheese and like red ground beef, dude, like nacho cheese. It was fuck. I can't even find them anymore, dog.
Did I have those?
Dude, those were fucking bomb, dog.
We used to have beef burritos that came in a real red label, and they would come out of the cafeteria warm, bro, and I would sit there, bro, reminiscing of good times, bro, with my hot sauce. I would just open up the beef burrito, bro, the red one, and put hot sauce, take a bite, and then pour more hot sauce, and then take another bite.
Savor that shit, dog.
And then, man, somebody always threw my juice somewhere. A lot of juice thieves out there. Love hot. I used to always eat it with chocolate milk.
Are you serious?
They used to serve non-fat hot chocolate milk.
Oh, damn, dog.
There was never like a choice, you know, before. You either got milk or that's it, man. So sometimes there'll be a choice. What you like, chocolate milk or regular milk? Nah, man, give me chocolate milk. That's why I used to run to lunch. Run to lunch, fool.
Hell yeah, dude. And it's also a little shit that you probably don't have at home, so fucking you like it more, dog. I never had those fucking burritos at my pad, dog.
So this little kid, man, getting back to his little kid, he started selling hot Cheetos, bro. He was breaking them down and putting them in the nickel bags, like maybe like four, whatever they fit in there.
Yeah.
And he was selling them to the kids for 25 cents. 25 yeah. cents. And they arrested him and they suspended him from school. And I thought that was fucked up, man, because, man, this guy right here, man, we finally have a kid who knows how to run a business. You know what I mean? He knows business without taking a business class. He knew the first thing in business, supply and demand. There was a demand for hot Cheetos, and he fed the supply, you know. But I think what happened was he was probably getting greedy, bro. Like most businessmen are, you know, CEOs of businessmen. His mom got tired of buying hot Cheetos all the time, bro. So he started buying the cheap hot Cheetos, bro. And the kids started noticing, man, the difference. Hey, man, this shit's kind of light, homie. You know how potheads get. Hey, man. And then after a while, she started stopped buying hot Cheetos altogether and just got regular chips. So this fool had to... He don't know where to get the hot Cheetos because he never bought them. So he got regular cheese Cheetos. They started putting in his own tapatio. They were getting too soft. There was a new competition in school. This fool was selling... He was selling fucking... what are those other ones? No, Yakis or Takis. He was selling Takis, bro.
The ones that break
which
teeth.
Are spicier. And he was dropping the price. Well, eventually, bro, he got busted.
Dude, this is a little episode, a little after school episode over here you just fucking wrote out, dog.
Yeah, man, I did this shit in my bit as a bit.
Yeah, on Sunday, that was tight. But, dude, somebody in that kid's house sells drugs, dog. How are you going to get those little baggies, dog? You know, you've seen that shit. Either like grams or fucking little, you know, little powder grams.
I know, man. I always imagine like these people, you know, who sell drugs, you know, like they have kids around. Like, I remember I have a joke about how. I said that my nephew and my nieces came to my house and they wanted sandwiches, you know, to go.
Uh-huh.
So we were going to the park. But I don't have big sandwich bags, you know. I only have dime bags. So I had to make them 76 sandwiches each.
A little bites.
My niece was going, Felipe, my uncle, this is just light.
Yeah, dude, but a genius kid nonetheless, dude. Shit, that's
nonetheless, bro, that's a businessman. Now you're going to... Now you're going to label him a criminal when he should be a businessman. He's going to be a CEO. And you know, now he's labeled as a criminal. So
the distributor.
All the criminal kids are going to hang out with him. And every time he gets in trouble again, oh, that's the kid who sold the hot Cheetos. Lock him up. Put him in juvenile hall. That's his second strike. Later on, this kid, you know, he'll probably get arrested for being a kingpin, you know, running a legitimate cocaine business. And he'll be in CNBC lockdown. On the bottom, it'll say that he was making $75,000 a day. And then someone's going to say, what if this kid would have used all he knows for something good? Well, motherfuckers, he did at one time. He did it for something good. He was fucking selling hot Cheetos, but you assholes, you school district motherfuckers, labeled him a criminal. So now he's a fucking locked up in prison.
The only thing that little kid did bad was get caught, dog.
Get caught, bro.
You know what I mean?
Because my brother was selling sodas, bro, and they banned sodas.
Dude, there was people at school that always sell little things, dude. Gum, a lot of gum, because that shit was banned at school, because, you know, it'll fuck up the little sidewalks and everything. And then when you got detention and you got busted, you had to be there with a spatula to take all that shit off. Always little good.
I had an uncle that, I don't know if we mentioned him before, that fool was the king of the pirateria.
Tapes and cassettes?
Tapes, cassettes, bro.
VHS too, or just the music?
No, just music. He was, I'm pretty, later on, he moved on to DVDs and CDs. He's still in the business, dude.
Are you serious?
Okay, I don't know if I meant, he's my uncle.
Nah, dude.
My uncle, Eugenio. Eugene, bro. The motherfucker's black, though.
Like black?
Black.
Black.
He has curly hair. He looks like a Daffy. His wife looks African American, but she speaks totally Spanish. His daughter looks like Ray Don Chong.
His little dog.
Yeah, man. He's black. I have a relative who's black who lives in Mexico, in Tijuana, Mexico. And one day they hired me to translate.
Are you serious?
Because one of the cassette machines that was burning and everything broke. So they got this brother, this engineer guy who knows how to fix that machines.
Uh-huh.
He came in from L.A. also.
Damn.
He didn't speak not one word of Spanish, dude, okay? And my uncle doesn't speak English. Guess who translated, bro? Me. All day sitting there, bro.
Are you serious?
And this fool was smoking cigarettes, bro. Not one dime did I get.
That's, dude, we've been working for free forever.
Not one dime, bro. Guess what I got, though?
What, fool?
I got 10 Thrillers albums, 10 Creedence Clearwater Revival albums, a bunch of AC/DC Black and Black, two albums of AC/DC, all the heavy metal ones, and I sold them in school, bro, for fucking $5 each.
Fucking Music Plus over here, eh?
Hell yeah, bro. I was walking around selling the greatest. These were like bootlegs, bro. Good fucking bootlegs.
Dude, we used to get bootleg tapes. My dad used to buy them at the swap meet, dog.
Then
they're cheaper, dog.
Some kid, I remember one time, some kid, he thought that was a heroin addict, bro, because I was selling everything all the time.
Fuck that, dude. They're just coming up, dude. There's always fools that sell shit, dog. You know what I mean?
I was on a come up, bro.
That's what's up, fool.
I was back. I was fucking, because I want to eat good, bro. I wanted my little carrot cake at the end of school, bro. My little soda and chips. This fool. I want to be that kid, bro.
Over there fucking drinking your tea and shit. Huh?
But I was always a little hustler, man.
Were you telling us a story when we walked out of here last week that you got your you went to work? I forgot what you're doing, but you ended up getting your two brothers' shoes for school.
Oh yeah,
back in the day.
Back in the days, man. When I was living in the housing projects my whole life, Pico Gardens. It was just three projects. There's Aliso Village, which is on Mission Street. That one runs from Mission to First Street, and then from First Street all the way to 3rd Street is another housing project, and that's Pico Aliso. And that one goes from 3rd Street all the way to 4th Street, Pico Aliso. And then from 4th Street all the way to 6th Street is Pico Gardens. So you got three housing projects, Aliso Village, Pico Aliso, and Pico Gardens, and they're all knocked down now. So those were the housing projects. So we were surrounded by warehouses, you know, factories, bro, like a bunch of factories. But we all knew which one where they were at. Oh, which one was it? Pickle, like Paul Hunt said, Pickle Factory. But there was a factory, bro, called Watermelon Factory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Oh.
And right there, all the watermelons would get there, bro, and they would put them in trucks and send them to different supermarkets, right? But if a watermelon looked kind of yellow or kind of a bad color or a little bit of rotten,
mm-hmm,
they would throw in a trash can. So I'll take those rotten watermelons and put them inside a little shopping cart and fill them all up, bro. And every once in a while, when no one's looking, I put in like 5 good ones, bro, from inside. From inside the watermelon factory. So I was doing that every day, fool, all summer, man, till they busted me. The owner of some white man, he chased me and this girl named Rosa La Mocosa. She was like this. She ended up being a lesbian chick, but she was down, bro. That's what, she had guns, dog.
Lesbians are always down, dog.
She was down. Me and her, we used to fuck, and Fernando, my brother, we used to go there every day and take watermelons and put them and sell them. So we have a bunch of watermelons, two shopping carts, And we'll go around to all the factories where the people work, mm-hmm. and we're selling watermelon for a dollar. Nobody's selling watermelon for a dollar. We were, because they were rotten.
Uh-huh.
So we would always have we'll cut up the bad part, because sometimes people want to see it, so we'll cut it up right there. We didn't cut the watermelon for them. We just give it to them for a dollar. And I was selling, making like maybe like $20 a day.
Damn, dude.
Or $5 or $7, enough to buy a good-ass hot dog, bro, with Doritos and a soda. That was my, or a torta.
Dude, it's a delicacy when you're a kid, dog.
Sometimes I would have enough money, bro, and I see a lunch truck, and I go to a lunch truck to make a deal, bro. I go to a lunch truck, and I tell them, listen, man, you give me three burritos, I give you 5 watermelons. And you could break it up and tell them how much you want to those people. They'll be like, all right. So I give them like 5 watermelons. They'll make me 3 fucking good burritos, fat ones. And then I'll give it to my employees.
The bartering system over here.
Yeah, I'll give it to Rosa. And then the other 4 eat a burrito, bro. And I'm fucking eating a good burrito, bro. A good ass burrito. You're with heaven, rice, dog. Carne asada, and a soda, man. Well, everybody at home is fucking eating just chips like losers, bro.
Fighting, eh?
I'm not even eating at home no more, man.
Who's over here eating like an executive and shit?
I'm in my house, man, counting my money under the table like Scarface, bro. While my mom is just making beans with just cheese and flour tortilla.
The basics.
See, my mom will make a stack of flour tortillas, bro, like 3, almost a feet high, bro, like 12 inches, bro, of flour tortillas. With beans, you know, whatever, and cheese.
Oh, that shit's good, dog.
My dad's tearing it up and shit. I'm looking at him, bro, counting how many tortillas he's eating. And I'm thinking, man, I don't even want tortillas, bro. I just ate a big flour, one flour tortilla with a bunch of carne asada, bro. So I was hustling every day, bro. I would get up at 9 and then go to that warehouse and stuck up my watermelons by 10, 11:30, and then hit up those little workplaces by lunch.
Uh-huh.
And I fucking get rid of all my watermelons, and I go back until I do it again. So I make 2 trips. But by the end of the summer, I had enough money to buy me school clothes, bro. I bought my brother Fernando and my brother Angel tennis shoes, bro, for brand new, for Silicon Oak G.
Hell yeah.
We had a Nike Cortez, bro.
Fucking go to their school and shine, dog.
So I have brand new shoes, bro. But, you know, everybody's talking shit, you know. Because I did smell like watermelon all the time. But I have money, dog. I don't know what these fools were doing to make money, but I have money.
Hell yeah, dude. And after that dude chased you out of there, you didn't sell watermelons anymore?
Oh, when that fool chased me out, we stopped going there, man. Yeah.
Burned the spot?
He burned the spot.
Fuck it, though, dog.
That was my last summer, though.
As a little kid?
Yeah. But I was always going there, man. And I kind of used to get pissed off when I would see food that would go there that didn't belong there.
Because
I thought it was my spot, bro. I didn't tell nobody where it was at either, bro. I had shortcuts to get there. It was far, man. Because I lived on 4th and Glass Street. Just say 4th and Glass. And I would have to go walk over the bridge on 6th Street. Right? And still head down, bro. I was pretty much
downtown
on Santa Fe, man. 6th and Santa Fe. That's fucking far.
Hey, yeah, mean little industrial area.
And on the way there, I used to always hit up different people, right? And I used to go to one place. Well, I don't know why, man. We call that guy Santa Claus, but he's just a white man with a white beard. We call him Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. I guess he bought a watermelon from us one time. We used to always talk to him. And right next door, there was a receptionist. It was like some white woman with big old titties, dog. And we just opened a door to look at her. We never offered her nothing. But she would just get up and hit up those long Dolly Partons, bro.
Damn, luscious titties, dog.
Yeah, because I don't know. We went inside that trash can, and right there we found a lot of magazine called Jugs.
Oh, hell yeah, dog.
So, We would pass by there on a shopping cart, right? So what's up, man? We're going to say hi to Santa Claus? Yeah. We're going to go see the lady with the big titties? Yeah. So we just opened the door. We didn't know nothing about boobs, but we were kids, like 12, 13 years old. We just know, like, when I guess our body was changing.
Nature, dude.
And then we'll just go there and just look. And I guess that was my first time involved with a white woman.
That's all where it all started?
Where it all started.
Didn't you tell me when you were a little kid, dude, you guys were at the beach with your folks, and then you had a little radio and shit, and some white chick in a little bikini came by, and she's all, crank it up, dude.
Yeah, man. I have my little boombox, bro. I have my little one cassette radio, bro. It was one cassette on the left-hand side with a round speaker, AM, FM, one antenna to listen to Vince Scully. My dad would borrow it to listen to Spanish music. Then I would put my cassettes there because my brother, Angel, he joined the Columbia Records Club. And he got 11 albums. I mentioned it on Enchilada Casserole, bro. For one penny, we got the Violent Femmes, because you left. Violent Femmes, AC/DC, Ozzy Osbourne, Blizzard of Oz. So I would play and get the knack, my Sharona. So I was playing that shit. I put the radio up. I was with my dad at Marina del Rey, no, Redondo Beach. Yeah. And I put up the song. And that song we're playing. My angel in a centerfold. I put that shit loud. And so white chick was coming out the beach, bro, drying her hair. Crank that up, dude. And I said, hell yeah, man. I got to be this cool, man.
Dude, that's fucking awesome, dude.
So ever since then, I said, man, I got to get some beach wear. I started changing, bro, my look. I wanted OP shorts.
A rebirth,
eh? A rebirth, bro.
Hell yeah, OP shorts.
I mentioned it on Enchilada Casserole, bro. Like that movie, remember City of God?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember how that one fool was totally gangster, right? Rocket. Mm-hmm. Not Rocket. He was a photographer, but Little Z, the little black kid.
Yeah, the little tiny one.
But then there was that one light-skinned fool, Benny. Mm-hmm. That's the cool one. And then that fool saw how that one redheaded white dude dressed with OP shorts and Hank 10 t-shirts. Wanted that shit, but he didn't know where to buy it. So that was me, dog.
Yeah, dude. And, dude, back then, dude, all those stores that sell that shit, like even skate shops, they're rare, fool. They weren't even around as much as they are today, dude. Like, you had to go to the malls in other cities, fool.
Yeah, because, not that many kids in my neighborhood wear Hang 10 or OP, but once it hit, I wanted it, man.
Hell yeah, that shit's fucking cool, dog.
I wanted everything that I would see the kids wear that lived by the beach.
Yeah, dog, that's bitching clothing, dog. And I was like, dude, where'd you get that shirt? The mall. I was like, what the fuck is a mall, dog?
That's when we went to Mexico, man, and I got my Spicoli sweater. I didn't even know he got that shit in Mexico. Remember people call it the surfer sweater, but that shit made out of a San Marcos blanket.
Yeah, dude. It's just fucking amazing.
It's a Baja sweater, right?
Yeah, and because that goes back to even those Pendletons and shit. That's all fucking beach wear, dog. That type, because it's wool, because wool doesn't get you wet and shit.
So when I got mine, everybody was getting theirs, bro. Spending tons of money, bro. Tons. I got that shit, boy, $5 in Mexico.
Hell yeah, dude.
I wore that shit, dude, to a tour.
Withered away, huh?
Hell yeah, man. Back then, man, if you were like a heavy metal dude, I'd trip out on it when I was in high school. Like, all the cool kids, like, you were either a cool kid or one of those heavy metal fools. But I don't know what, like, or like those disco dudes. I remember the disco fools, they would wear like white Levi's, bro, or white, nice Levi's, bro. With Nike Cortez, but the red stripe. With a red stripe with a blue line in the bottom. Yeah, the leather ones.
Those are the original jogging ones.
Yes, with a fucking, with a red Le Tigre shirt with a collar up.
Fucking disco business.
Shit I couldn't afford. Or my mom ain't gonna buy.
Style, dog.
So I gotta hang out with dirty motherfuckers, bro. Skaters, bro. That was my look. I had no choice, bro. These fools were dressing like that because they wanted to.
Yeah,
I was broke, dog.
You got to make yourself look cool, fool. With the little resources, dog. Yeah.
I don't know shit about no vintage stores. Like Lisa, my wife, she mentioned on Chill on the Casserole that she saw Madonna in some movie or whatever. She noted that people were buying the cool clothes at vintage stores.
Uh-huh.
I was like, damn, man. People were asking me, where you get that shirt at? Man, I've had that shirt for 2 years now. Did you get it at a vintage store? Fuck no, man. I guess my fucking whole house was vintage.
Hell yeah. And before it wasn't even vintage, dude, you used to get cool-ass clothes at the thrift shops.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man.
So, man, I wanted badly, bro. I wanted corduroy OP pants. And I wanted the stripe Hang 10 t-shirt.
Hell yeah.
And the cool fucking the fucking the white, no, the fucking fisherman hats. Like JJ, one of those hats, bro. I wanted that look, but I want to be fucking Cheek. I want to be Mod.
This one said Mod, dog. Or your scooter, dog.
For reals, dog. That's my shit. Hell my yeah, brother man. Angel, he always thought he was the good-looking one of the family. And my mom let it be known, bro.
Oh, my God. This
so dog. She'll look at the Angel. Oh, everybody likes him. And then she'll look at me. Oh, Trito está chistoso.
Did he look more like your mom's family or anything? She had a preference for him or what?
Nah, man. He just better... I could just tell everybody by my mom said she has better cheekbones. You know, he's not too tall, not too short. He's not fat.
Bien parecido.
He excels in school. Yeah, my mom hustled, bro. Like with my brother Angel, we were both in magnet classes, right? Mm-hmm. But somehow, man, I don't know why I keep thinking in my head, they caught me cheating, bro, somehow. I think my teacher caught me cheating. Or I don't want to do the work. Because I remember in second grade, I was in this gifted class with my brother. No, I wasn't with my brother. People my age, just the, all second grade kids. They took us out of the class for like 1 hour. And I remember being there, bro. And we were, there was crabs, bro. Like, or crawfish. Mm-hmm. And we were like writing about them or something. And we were supposed to put the different types of labels on it. And I got frustrated or something, man. And I don't know why, but I just started doing what everybody was doing, gluing and not caring. And next thing you know, man, I think I'm out of the class or something. I started cheating, man, but whatever. But my brother ended up going to the, continue on going to the class. And he went to a school called, some school in El Sereno, by El Sereno. It's called Park Elementary. Or something, or El Sereno Park Elementary. But everybody from that school, they ended up going to El Sereno.
Okay.
So he ended up going to this school, bro, and he ended up hanging out, man. And he got to listen to Dr. Demento, bro. So they told him about it. So when he brought it over to the hood, we spread the word.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
So that fool ended up going to the school, and he became an exchange student, man, with a guy from Mexico City.
Really, dude?
Yeah. I don't know. They fill out the paperwork and shit. This is all behind my back.
Behind your back.
Nobody asked me if I want to exchange with somebody. I want to exchange from this family. So I was already getting bitter, bro, building up, bro, this hatred. That I'm never going to hang out with this fucking family in my adult life, which I don't. I get my hair when I said, but I see him once a year. So this fool, man,
that's where it started.
They signed it up to go to this foreign exchange. I stood home and I didn't even know nothing was going on, bro. I just know this fool got up, fucking maletas, fucking luggage.
Where's he going?
Where's everybody going? They ended up flying to Mexico City. My brother flew to Mexico City.
Angel fool?
Yeah. By himself, damn, with a bunch of students from his school. And they went to hang out. They all got different families to hang out with. So Angel went to go hang out, bro. Got cultured, right? Cultured, dog, in sixth grade. He ended up going to the pyramids of Mexico.
God damn.
Volcanoes. Fucking all kinds of stuff.
All the tourist spots, everything, fucking Teotihuacan and all that shit.
All the tourist spots in Mexico City, bro.
Chapultepec.
Chapultepec. There's pictures of him all little and shit. Shut up, fool. That little foreign exchange student. They're like at the pyramids. They're fucking hanging out at the malls there, the little malls.
They have a bomb-ass shit.
Big city, big churches. And then when that fool flies back, he flies back with that little kid. He comes to our neighborhood. Guess what, motherfucker? We ain't rich, bitch. That motherfucker's sharing a room with a bunk bed. Me. Well, my little brother sleeps in another bed. So it's three motherfuckers in one room, bro.
Really, dog? How long did you guys have that fool there for?
Oh, 2 weeks, dog.
What's up with that fool? What happened?
Man, first of all, bro, there's no Chapultepec in LA. They ain't no fucking pyramids, dog.
Let's go sell some watermelons. They ain't no...
Hell yeah, dog. That fool got punked every day by me.
Oh, damn. dick.
That fool is stingy, dog.
That's how they are.
Fool is stingy.
Oh, mom is with frugal, dog.
That fool had money, dog.
Oh, no money. That fool probably kept it in his underwear. Took I know a my shower dad was
talking shit about it, bro. My dad hated that motherfucker.
Hey, poor people don't like rich fools,
that
dog.
Fool, my dad, I could tell my dad did not like that motherfucker.
Pinche fresa, güey.
That fool, the ice cream man passed by and we're all walking. That fool just walked to the ice cream, bought himself an ice cream, came
You're
back.
Lying, to dog.
Holding that shit.
Fucking lying.
Holding that shit, right? And then my dad said, I'm telling my mom, no, este cabrón cobró una nieve y no le dio a nadie.
Because, dude, in Mexico, dude, rich people don't hang out with poor people, fool.
I know.
Class is way more hardcore over
so
there.
So that fool separated from us and went to go get that ice cream, right?
Shut up, fool.
And that fool didn't share.
Agarrado ese, güey.
She didn't share, right? So I said, all right, motherfucker, we'll see.
We'll see, goddamn. So that was a conspiracy so then already.
We met up, bro, with all the other Mexican students that did the exchange. We all went to a group, and my brother Angel took me with me. I don't know why they took me, but they took me. And I was there, and then that fool that was with me, his name was Javier, right? And then he ran into a student from Mexico that don't like him. And they got fighting, bro.
Shut up.
They broke from the pack and they started going at it head up.
Really,
well,
dog?
The fool that was a narcissist got his ass kicked, dog.
You didn't help
crying.
Him.
Crying. Fuck no.
For that ice cream, you bad
fuck
shit.
No, bro. I didn't help him. That fool would have given me ice cream. Oh, that fool, it would have been a different story, dog. I would have still had vanilla flavor in my mouth. That motherfucker, that shit was fucking running down his hand, dog. His hand was turning white.
God
motherfucker
damn,
still didn't
dude.
Offer none. So that was that. For we ended up going to the beach with my dad, and we were in a fucking brown truck with no top.
Camioneta.
This was before, bro.
No camper, no
this
nothing.
This before if you kids will fly out, dog.
Agárrense.
Oh, it was windy, dog, in the back seat. Windy.
Fucking aventuras over here.
So we went to go to the beach, bro. It was nine of all of us, dog. I mean, this fool got
toda la boda,
bola. Toda la boda, dog.
Toda la bola.
So this is how it gets good, man. Of course, they took my brother to the beaches of fucking Cancun, whatever's over there, the best beaches. My brother was eating off. Fucker was sending photos. I was getting madder and madder, bro. Him holding a coconut with a straw. Fucker, we didn't ever buy straws in my house, bro. We didn't ever drink nothing with straws in my house.
Look at the last emperor
but
over here,
we didn't
here,
see straws. The only time I saw straws when I went to McDonald's. So I got this bitterness building up, bro.
God
Every
damn,
day I'm boy, mad.
You're killing me, fool.
So they took this food to eat at a nice place, Longostas, bro.
Cállate,
that food had lobster with garlic, you know, with rice, eating sushi over there. I never had sushi. I didn't see fucking sushi to that movie Valley Girl. And those punk rockers made funny. What is this? Ew, it's sushi.
It's a Valley Girl, bro. That's just fun. I remember that part, though.
I love that movie, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
I love when that fucking... I love Nicolas Cage, but I like the homie next to him, bro. Because that fool knew he was ugly. But he had confidence, bro.
Hell
that
yeah,
fool introduced himself straight up and said, hi, man. My name is whatever my name is. I'm a Gemini, and I love tacos. Straight up, bro. That was before Facebook, by the way, people. Before Facebook or Instagram,
space.
You had to walk up to somebody and tell them everything you like immediately. Like, I would say, hi, Felipe. As far as that, I'm a Gemini. I love tortas with a lot of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I like to walk on the beach. Well, anyway, so getting back to this motherfucking foreign exchange student. This is how rich this fool was, all right? He had a photo. He had photos of him that he brought from Mexico of him playing Pop Warner football in Mexico.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about football. Pop Warner football in America is expensive to play, people. Expensive to get the shoulder pads and the whole uniform.
Gear, all that
shit. To play Pop Warner in Mexico City, a sport that's not even big yet back then in the 80s, you got to be rich.
Hell yeah, fool.
He was playing tackle football.
It was in probably aristocratic class, dude. You know what I mean?
Rich, huh?
Hell yeah. There's no way fucking, you know what I mean? Fuck. There's kids playing Mexico soccer in Mexico with no shoes, dog. You know what I mean?
This motherfucker was trying to call his house, bro, crying. My dad said, my dad turned off the hook. No.
Shut up.
My dad told him, le llamas la mañana.
It's funny though that you told me when your dad noticed that fool was tight, and then that fool, your mom noticed that fool didn't share no ice cream or didn't, it went by himself, because they already started hating that motherfucker too, dog.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, they took my brother this, man. If it wasn't for that kid being in our house, I probably would not have went to the museum, bro. Because here's my dad taking me and my brother Angel and I to the museum, bro. A place that he wouldn't take his kid, but he's taking this motherfucker. He's giving this guy some fake culture, bro. So my brother's eating lobster. Good shit over there, man.
God damn.
Man, you know what this fool ate? We took that fool to the park for a fucking free lunch, dog. That fool standing in line, dog.
Dude, it was probably unreal for that motherfucker, dude,
it
dog.
It was unreal for us too, dog. Because we're going to the fucking swimming pool, and everybody has shorts, dog. Shorts! The motherfucker wearing Speedos, dog.
Yeah, dog!
Like, this motherfucker swimming in the Riviera.
Yeah, fool, that fool had criadas and fool shit, probably.
Speedos, dog. Bro, like that dude in that Southern Comfort comedian. La 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 la.
Fucking Greg Louganis.
Speedos, dog. Speedos. Oh, Speedos.
They're very formal, dog.
Bro, Speedos. And then there was some fool from my neighborhood, bro, who didn't like this motherfucker either, dog. I couldn't leave this motherfucker alone with nobody because they'll beat his ass. They wanted
your brother's
to beat
keeper
his
over here,
ass, dog. My brother Angel wanted to beat his ass.
Oh,
and that was
dude.
His exchange student. And then, so that fool had to stay with me because Angel wanted to beat his ass. So, this fool said, this fool's, okay, man, first of all, we live in a project, dog. All right. And then everybody's looking for that fool. Where's that fool at? And that fool's over there getting some rays, dog. He was getting some sun, dog. He was laying on the cement, dog.
Tanning, fool?
Tanning, dog.
Oh, my God.
Laying on the cement, dog. Laying on his back. In the projects. On the swimming pool, bro. Where they give you a fucking safety pin for your clothes. Your clothes are in a green bag. Nobody's going to bring you a coconut right now. You need to get up, motherfucker. People are forming the line for free lunch. So this fool doesn't get dressed while everyone else gets dressed up, bro, and put on their tennis shoes. This fool has his towel, bro, like on his head. He's dry. Dude, everybody's standing in line for free lunch. He's still wearing his Speedos, bro. And then people are walking, hey, man, what's up with the homie wearing panties, dog? This fool's never seen fucking Speedos, dog.
It's a fucking artifact right there, dog.
They never seen a rich kid. This fool are asking me, bro, what's up, bro? The homie a lifeguard now or what?
Get richy rich, dog.
They don't get it, dog. And he's a Prieto, too, to top it off.
Oh, my God, dude. And off.
He's dark. Prieto, bro. Fool.
Oh, my God, dude.
So they fuck it. My brother, my dad tells my brother, he's going to take us to Magic Mountain, right? But Magic Mountain back then, I don't know what it cost, $20, $35, too much to take seven people.
Yeah. God damn.
Guess what, dude? My brother, the foreign exchange student, couldn't go. He got mad, dog. He was angry, bro. He couldn't go, fool.
You're lying, fool.
I swear to God. My dad did not take him, took me instead. That was a victory for me, bro.
Right place at the right time, dog.
So my dad must have thought, bro, if I take Angel to Magic Mountain and not one of my other kids instead, they're going to kill this motherfucker. And I would have killed him, bro. I would have killed my dad in his sleep if I would have not went to Magic Mountain. I would have run away from home, bro. I would have started doing PCP or something. I would have something to take this fucking egg off my face.
But that's your dad understood that shit, and he just said, "You know what, dude? That's enough, motherfucker. You had lobster. You fucking went to Mexico. Not anymore, dog. Fuck it. Get over here."
It was a political move, bro.
Yeah, dude. Now he knew because I'm sure you know they know, fool. I mean, they can only do so much.
I probably would have done the same thing.
Of course,
in that situation, if I don't have the money,
you have to, dog.
You have to, right?
You know what I mean, and then you know, whatever it's happens, like happens.
It's funny that's a decision that a lot of parents make, bro.
Hell
in
yeah,
Mexico
dude.
Too, bro. There's two decisions. They're like even in my dad's family. My dad comes from a humongous family, but they give you a choice. They say they give you a choice, but the choice was already made for them because they knew right away. If you're seven kids in a big ass Mexican family in Mexico in the 1960s, 1940s. 1950s, the first kid, automatically, he's going to work. He ain't going to school.
Hell yeah, dude.
Second kid, if he's a woman, she's going to take care of the rest of the kids that are going to be born.
Feed them, all that
Third
shit.
Kid, he's going to make. He's going to also go to work. The last kid, second to last, he's going to fucking go to school. And all these other kids are going to fucking support his college, all his education.
Yeah, man.
Because that would happen in my family. My dad was the third to the youngest, and my dad didn't want to go to school, dog. he knew how to read in Spanish. Like, he learned how to read, though. He went as far enough to learn how to read. Eighth grade.
And that was it.
Or seventh grade, and that's it, because that fool should always read those Mexican novels.
The dude with the chest holding the chick and shit.
My dad loved those fucking erotic novels, bro. Little novelas. That was his fix.
Really? His little thing to relax and read?
Relax and read comic books. Because I remember one time my dad, we're talking about comic people when they killed Superman in that one episode. My dad tried to say, una, también mataron a Robin. And my mom made fun of him, bro. Oh, sí mataron a Robin, cabrón. I thought that was fucked up. It hurts to say that, dog, because I think my mom hurt his feelings, dog.
Fuck it. She had to get a swing in too, dog.
I know, man. It's like when my dad, he said, no, when I was a kid, they killed Robin. And then my mom said, see, yeah, they killed Robin, motherfucker, when you were a kid. You didn't read. I thought, man. Killed his thunder, bro. You know? So anyway, my brother couldn't go, bro. So I ended up going, bro. That fool was mad, dog. Crying. How come he gets to go? He's not a fucking foreign exchange student.
Oh, self-entitled motherfucker, dog.
I'm the one that was assigned to this program. Everything.
Got you in here, dog.
That fool got the paper. I'm going to tell the principal.
Oh, my God. You're lying,
I
fool.
I swear to God.
Just escándalo, dog.
My brother was like, chica tu madre. Tell whoever you want, eh?
Shut the fuck up.
We left early, dog. And I knew this was a real... I knew that this was going to be a long trip. Because, man, when you're a kid, man, you don't know that your dad's not going to buy food there.
Hell no. You think you're going to eat some fucking vomit?
I know, man.
Shit.
You don't know that your dad ain't going to buy shit, right?
Guy barely got
and
the
I kind of should have guessed... Because before we left, my dad made a fat ass egg sandwich for me.
You needed protein and carbs.
That
should have
been the first hint. And of course, that motherfucker didn't want one.
Oh, are you serious? The
so
demon
I wrapped
didn't want
that shit up, put it in my pocket. Bought that shit an hour later, bro. Fucking mayonnaise was thick. Fool, my dad made me a fucking fat ass egg sandwich. Was a lot of fucking mayonnaise and potato, right? And you could just tell, man, it was a lazy ass omelet. You know, my mom would have made the omelet. She would have got a fork and whipped it for about 5 minutes. My dad just broke the yolk and then put it in a fucking thing and mushed it in the oil. And he put
no grace.
Full oily ass sandwich, bro. With tapatio and salt and pepper. I ate that shit in 3 bites, but I never had an egg sandwich before.
Oh, is that the first? Oh, they're bomb, fool.
Because see, I don't know about egg sandwiches. I know about a plate with eggs and beans and rice. But it was a sandwich, bro. We never had handheld food in my house. Everything was put in a plate, separated.
Tenga, wey.
We didn't get burrito, bro. Burrito was a waste of time. But actually, if my mom would have given us burritos, it would have cut down on us eating tortillas. Because she would have just made one burrito. And that's see you later. But since she was making a stack of tortillas, we ate tortillas all the time.
Hell yeah.
It's like bueno, Mando style. Man, they're good, man.
Bueno pa comer, dog.
So, man, me and that kid, we ended up going to Magic Mountain together, me and Javier.
And it was you three?
Loving it, dog.
And your dad got hopped on the rides with you guys too?
Fuck no.
Are you serious?
I don't remember what we did with my dad.
He was afraid, dog.
I don't know, bro. We just took us, bro, and I don't know, but you can tell that... Me and that kid got on all the rides. My dad got on some rides, but him and that kid got on all the rides. He was all happy, bro.
Shut up, fool.
He kind of started liking me more.
You guys bonded right there?
We bonded a long time ago, bro. We bonded before Magic Mountain, bro, because that fool had bought a video game, bro, with his money. A Coleco game, dog.
Oh, what
the fucking Coleco. One I always wanted.
God damn.
Football game, bro. He bought it, bro.
Tecmo Bowl or some shit?
He bought it. And then... That fool didn't want to let me play it, dog. Or let no one play it. So that one fool was playing it at night when I was fucking trying to sleep. And he goes, let me play it one time, man. He said, no. Right? So then, fuck that. I got up, bro. Like, we were locked up in a prison style. I got up, and I fucking dropped that fool off the top bunk bed. Oh, and I pushed his ass. Dog. And then my little brother broke the game, dog. And we both stood there, mad doggies this. And that fool, ¿Quieres chingazo, güey? ¿Quieres tiros? ¿Quieres chingados? Then with this, and I went out this. I went, whatever, homie. Well, I'm right here, man.
Whatever.
Tú dime, cabrón. Tú dime. Yo estoy aquí. Then my brother Albert was right next to me, bro. He had fucking smashed his game on the floor. My little brother Albert was my homie, dog.
You're little then, huh?
He was little, bro. He was 5, but that was my homie from day one, dog. I used to take that fool to Return of the Jedi.
It was cool, dog.
I used to take care of that fool. That fool's fucking, he was 3 years old. He pushed that fool first.
Shut up, dog.
He was tired of him too, bro.
Tired of him, dog.
He's tired of that fool not sharing that ice cream, bro.
Fuck that, dog.
So we punked that fool, man.
We punked that
fool. And then after that, bro, it's share time, bro.
You had to break him in, dog.
He had to, bro. He learned how to share after that. And then that fool knew not to buy ice cream by himself. Or he'll go like this, agarramos nieve? He'll come to me, should we get an ice cream? Should we get an ice cream? Go get an ice cream, bro. He was splitting pops now, bro. Because everybody in my neighborhood wanted to beat his ass too, dog. They're tired of his fucking ass.
Little pompous motherfucker.
He couldn't join in the conversation, bro. Motherfucker, where were they talking? Motherfucker reading a novella, dog. Reading one of my dad's books.
Shut up, dog. Oh, dude.
So we're at Magic Mountain having a good time, bro. This is another shit I didn't like, bro. When my brother and them flew back from Mexico with those kids, there were a lot of Mexican celebrities in that plane, dog. Valentin Trujillo.
Valentin Trujillo.
Perro Callejero 1 y 2. Al otro lado del tren. No, al otro lado del al otro lado del puente. The other side of the bridge, right? Al otro lado del puente. Valentin Trujillo, bro, he was like the Chuck Norris of Mexico, bro.
It's a badass name, dog.
Fucking black ass hair. He looks like El Valiente from fucking Lotería. Valentin Trujillo was there, bro.
Star,
Flor Silvestre.
Flor Silvestre.
Yeah, a lot of big actors.
That's Antonio Aguilar's wife, dude.
They were all coming for a big show in L.A., bro. And a lot of, Enrique Guzman was there. A lot of big celebrity, bro. And my mom's in all them photos, because you know how she gets. How I would get.
Is that why she has that kind of thing, like, go in there, get in the mix, and like, go, kids?
Hell yeah, bro.
Like, a little smile.
And the angels right there with a little dark little fool Javier, bro. We went through Trujillo. They're all like this.
Shut up,
I was
fool.
Mad, dog.
Oh, that sucks.
I was angry, bro. I want to touch that fool's arm. Something, bro. A little hair. Just to say I was there. Valentin Trujillo, man, if you guys don't know him, Valentin Trujillo, when I was a kid, he was in every badass movie, bro.
Fucking
people's up.
Singing with the chick.
But the best movie he's in, man, when you fucking, you feel, he was like Isai Morales.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad,
very handsome, dude.
Very handsome, man.
Leading man.
He looked like Chalino with a bad haircut. Well, man, so that, man, when they flew back, They were in that cool place. So, man, I already knew what cool shit is, dog. That's why I'm a stand-up comedian, bro. And when my family sees these photos, take that, motherfuckers. I could have been in that plane with that fool. I could have told him, yo también quiero ser artista. Because, see, when you're a little kid, man, you have dreams, man. Like, I always want to be a comedian. I want to be in movies, dog.
Hell yeah, fool.
I don't know if I told... Yeah, man, I want to be in movies, dog.
Fuck yeah, dog.
I snuck into the movies when I was a little kid in Mexico, my mom said. I used to always run away from home, bro. My mom says that she used to tie me up.
You're lying as a little kid, fool?
Yeah, bro, by my ankles with a little rope. Because I would run away, dog.
The wanderer, dog. The
wanderer, bro. I don't want to stay there, bro. But at a young age, bro, they ain't shit at home.
You know what's there, dog.
I looked up my hometown, bro, where I was born. It's Adolfo Ruiz Cortines, right? Because we were just in Dallas, right? And, boo, I just looked up the town, bro. That town is what? 12,000 people? Or 12,000 people. Of course, motherfucker's going to leave, right? 12,000 people and the dirt, the roads are still dirt.
Damn.
What's up with that?
Dude, it's just, they slowly but surely get abandoned, dude. Like for in Zacatecas, for instance, there's like 58 municipalities. Fucking 10 of them are fucking pretty much, there's like two families in each one, and that's it. You know what I mean? Because they all come this way, fool. There's nothing there, fool. You know what I mean? No resources, no industry, no nothing, dog. No economy.
Yeah, man. So that exchange student ended up leaving, and one day he wrote me a letter.
Shut up, yeah. Fool.
He wrote me a letter in Spanish. Okay. How's everything? How you doing? I hope everything's well, man. Had a great time in Mexico, in Los Angeles. I got to know a lot of people. Thank you very much for being so cool with me. You know, you were like one of the coolest ones out there for having my back. Huh? His mom, I never thought about that. Lisa, the manager at Sparza. The mom made him write that letter. But I'm pretty sure Angel wrote that for a letter.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah, man. He's probably fucking somewhere that... Big time somewhere. Probably got to politics or something, huh?
Dude, what was his name? You can look
Javier,
that motherfucker
if you're
up.
Listening, Pinche Prieto.
This fool.
Should have shared that ice cream, homie.
You remember that fool's last name?
Nah, man.
No?
I could ask my mom. But it was funny, man. I always thought it would be a funny bit to talk about that fool, man. Because that fool really thought he was laying down the Riviera in the projects.
He had no idea, dog. He said, to him, I'm sitting in Los Angeles, he probably thought it's going to be like Beverly Hills, fool. You know what I mean?
You think he grew up knowing that he was in the housing projects?
I think probably later after going, fuck, pues que parte de Los Angeles fuiste?
Only once, and there were shootings that night.
Shut up,
but it's like you could hear it and shit, right? But he was like, no, está chingón aquí.
You're killing me, dude, fucking with that fool being all tight, dog, with his money.
What makes me more angry now, man, is that knowing that thinking in my head right now, if my brother had cash over there in Mexico, but I'm pretty sure he didn't need it.
Oh, fuck. No, they.
No, he didn't need it.
Dude,
huh?
Fuck. No,
nah, man. If he's sponsored by a rich Mexican family in Mexico, you know, it'd be an embarrassment for that fool to show with money.
Of course, dude. Like, people that have money, they want to treat you well so that way you can go back and tell them what the fuck's up, dude. Shit, dude. That little fool eating lobster and all that shit. Fuck. That fool was probably a little actor, too, Hoffa, with all those people. Hoffa.
He probably lying his ass off. My brother probably lied his ass off to get in that program, too. Yeah, man. We have plenty of room for him to sleep in. There was no room. I bet when that fool showed up, my dad said, fuck, I gotta feed another motherfucker.
Imagine, dude. Another mouth for homo 2 weeks?
We went to Marineland, bro.
This fool, dog.
But they never took everybody, bro.
Why? Fool? Just because they didn't want everybody. The whole.
It's expensive, dog.
Yeah, that. And it's all chaotic and shit. And what happened with your brother after that, dog? Like, how long did that fucking last where that fool was super pissed because he didn't go to Magic?
Well, I kept talking about how fun it was for a whole week, first of all. that whole kid was there for 3 days. Hey, remember we got on that ride?
Oh!
It was bad, man. That's the best time of my life. I was lying about stuff I ate. I didn't eat shit. You know what I ate, man? My dad bought us a large-ass popcorn with seasoned salt inside. That was my first time having seasoned salt. I said, fuck, seasoned salt.
That's good, dog.
Then I started getting my mom to buy it, man. my brother Angel, my other brother started putting seasoned salt on everything, but we were calling him seasonal.
Fuck, dude, that's crazy, dog. I never heard that story, dog.
Yeah, man.
Fucking hobby, eh?
I couldn't believe we were standing in line to get free lunch. I never thought of how fucked up it must have been for him, you know? I know it's a rich kid, I'll be mad.
Culture shock.
It's a culture shock for this fool, right?
But that fool probably grew because of that, you know what I mean? Becoming in a different environment, because, dude, those fools are sheltered like a motherfucker, dog.
That fool never in his wild dreams hang out with a motherfucker like me in Mexico, huh?
Oh, that hell no, dude. Fucking, it's very rare that fucking people with no money get in those circles, dog.
But that's something like that you don't see in Mexico back then, huh? Someone as poor as I am in L.A. surviving in Mexico. There isn't a class like that in Mexico.
No, dude,
huh?
There's no middle class. It's starting to happen now, or it is happening for a while.
I guess middle class is you're not poor, huh?
Yeah, fool, that's it. You know what I mean? What do you have, dude? You know what I mean? It's either fucking no tenemos nada, a little bit, we survive, and then fucking, you know, you got it all. Enormous disparity, dog. Right here, if I'm shit, they don't get welfare in Mexico, dog. You know what I mean? That's a government assistance is enormous here, fool. You get taken care of even if you're poor, dog. Only fucking place where poor people are fat, dog. Back in the day, only rich motherfuckers were fat, dog.
I know, man. King Crazy. Arthur. No wonder this Filipino one time, I don't know if it was a Filipino, he was trying to make fun of the Mexican fat fool that didn't do shit. This Filipino always bag on that fool, man. And so did this Muslim guy, right? And he was and the Muslim guy, he was very frugal, bro. He had a family, though. But he was over with eating. That fool eat a slice of bread with a banana, bro. Biting a slice of bread. Biting a slice of bread and then biting a banana.
That's weird, dude.
Yeah, that was his lunch. That was his dessert. And then he'll make fun of the other fool, right? Because that fool ordered a whole pizza by himself.
The fat fool?
The fat fool. You see, in my country, someone that fat has to be rich. In this country, someone like that is poor and fat.
Getting marrano status, dog.
That's right, huh? In Mexico, there ain't no fat, poor motherfuckers, well, huh? No.
Now it's starting because...
Fast food?
Fast food, dog. And that's
Hawaii, too.
Yeah, dude. Processed, dude, all like, dude, it's just junk, fool. I mean, food nonetheless, but all now fucking surge and diabetes and all that bullshit, dog.
So what's up, fool, man? We had a great time in Dallas, man.
It was fucking fantastic.
We hung out with, first night we get there, man, we bust a little Uber. We went to Spiral Diner.
Hell yeah, it was cool. That's the first time I rode Uber, dog.
Man, it was good, huh? We had that lady who said her husband was a pilot.
On the way back, she was cool, dog.
Spiral Diner was good, man. Probably the best vegan nachos next to Lisa's.
They were bomb, dude.
They were good.
Really good, dude. Fucking cheese is fucking off the hook.
Then across the street, shout out to Renee Floyd.
Hell yeah, dude. Thank you very much for everything, dog.
For hooking it up, man.
Avoca Coffee, right? Is that what
Avoca Coffee in Arlington. No, Dallas. Fort Worth.
Dallas, Fort Worth. And it's a five generation of Nicaraguan coffee growers, right? And they do it all right there. Fucking super organic. It was fucking bomb.
And they have some bomb vegan cakes.
Oh, dude, I forgot what it's called, dude, or what the title of that, or what the cake was named, but it was fucking delicious, dude.
There was one that was peach ginger cake. And let me tell you, man, the frosting was spicy. It tastes like ginger.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking.
And the other cake was the one that Keith Manning had. That was bomb, too.
Oh, yeah, man, this is delicious.
It was good, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
I would stay away from the hamburgers at Spiral Diner because they're plain, man. They're very bland, not that good. But everything else, like the nachos, the breakfast burrito, the breakfast taco, the breakfast quesadilla was good, bro.
You ate that one?
Yeah, but I had to order extra eggs, man, because they get a little tight, bro. Huh? They make the eggs like with that curry yellow stuff, turmeric. Salud, the way you do it, babe. You know how you do it. Nobody does it better than you. You're the best. Oh, man, check this out, bro.
What happened, fool?
You've been a car wreck, man?
Fucking, dude, I've been in a lot of car wrecks in my life, dog.
In that truck, huh?
I flew out of when I was in fifth grade. My mom fucking we're in a Toyota fucking with the little 4x4 with the camper. I was in the back of the camper shell. And she just, dude, we were working, fucking, she was just all, my dad's all fucking, gotta get here, gotta do this, all this shit. So she took off, and a lady in a fucking Nova clipped us, dog. So I fucking flew out of the camper, dude, and hit a fucking the electrical pole, dog. Got knocked out. Only a couple times in my life I've been knocked out, and I got a concussion. I was all fucked up for a while. My head was all big, dog. It was crazy, fool. And I've been in a grip of car wrecks, dude. I mean, dude, I've been in car accidents with you like twice. One time that one lady, that Chinese lady, hit us in Silver Lake. That one time we were fucking on the way to that Rio room that Edwin used to run with Fly. That one lady backed up into us. Like, dude, I've been in a grip of wrecks, dude.
Damn, I forgot both of them already.
Yeah, dog, a lot of shit. And then that one time I ran over a fucking dog in the. But I mean, I'm sorry, I fucking ran it over, dude. But I mean, I was gonna swerve out of the way because I don't fucking hit a house and shit. So yeah, I've always been in wrecks, dude. Oh, dude, I've always been fucking hurting myself, dog. Falling off the fucking ladder, fucking up my finger, all that shit.
Former Gabriel Iglesias, when he had a job at a construction site. I don't know. It's the only job at the construction site. Yeah, he came back all sad, dog.
What happened?
They fired him, bro.
That sucks.
He said, "What happened?" He goes, "Oh man, the boss liked me, man. He liked me a lot, and he gave me a lot of money to go buy everybody lunch. So I was gonna go buy everybody lunch. Then I just ran something over, and I heard, rawr! And then I reversed, and I heard, rawr! and I killed the boss's dog.
Oh,
so what did you do, man?" You just to go get lunch? Nah, man. He made me clean that shit up, put it in a bag, and go dump it somewhere and fire me.
God damn.
He goes, "What happened?" Oh, man, that fool was crying, man.
Oh, dude,
He was sad.
Somebody's pet, dude. You get attached to it, dude. Get over it, dude. Feelings are a motherfucker, dog.
That's how I probably would have felt if somebody ran over Chucky, bro.
Jaw, dude.
Or somebody would have stepped on him by accident.
Dude, once you have pets, dude, fuck, it's another story. They have, dude, little souls, dog. You know what I mean? Fuck, imagine that fool. Fucking fire that fool, and then that fool just bawling for 2 days, dog. I never knew what it was like to have pets, so I had a little cat, and it died, dude. I started burying that motherfucker. I just started bawling, dog. Yeah, man. Meow. Dick. But, yeah, man, so they fired that fool for that job. But and what's a...
I got into a lot of car accidents.
I've been in the grip of them, dog.
And they're all... And I I left most of them in the scene of the crime. I got into a car accident.
I've done that shit too.
I borrowed somebody's car. I don't know if I talked about it. I borrowed a crackhead's car. And this crackhead, bro, he needed money, right? He needed money to smoke crack. But I wasn't selling crack at the time. But I had cash. Or I sold all my crack, but I had cash. And I gave that fool $60. No, he gave me $60. I gave him $60, and he loaned me his Impala. And I fucking picked up on my friend Ronald Enos and Risky Biz, his brother. No, Ronald Enos, Pablo Martinez, and Esteban Martinez. They were the Lecheros, local weed. And we went to go buy some, fill up the gas tank at 7-Eleven over there on 3rd and Lorena by King Cole's Pizza over there. And I got in a freeway, bro, and it had a long, curvy turn. And I thought I'd be a badass, go fast. I thought I'd watch this Starsky and Hutch.
Getting Richard Petty over here.
I said, watch that Starsky and Hutch. And I went too fast, and I ran over all the little dividers, bro. And then the last one stabbed the radiator.
Oh, you ain't going nowhere now,
and
dog.
Then everybody was not wearing a seatbelt but me. And everybody, their heads hit the front of the windshield, bro. Like this, man. And they were all, like, stuck. And not only that, man, they were eating hot-ass nachos.
He said that fool got burned in his face.
Fool, that fool burned his face with nachos.
That fucking sauce is hot, fool.
And we left the car there, bro. And then the next day, the guy came looking for his car. I said, I don't know where your car is, man, but here's $60. No, here are the keys. And I closed my door. And I put my pillows over myself. I was scared. But I was all right.
How old were you, fool?
20.
Damn.
Dude, but then I borrowed some dude's car, and I feel bad for, because I feel like giving him the money now as we speak for the car. He had like a Toyota Tercel station wagon, I guess. Him and his family, some fool named Bernie. Him and I share the same birthday, bro, like Vinny and I, June 11th.
June 11th.
We're both Gemini, so he was a cool dude. Like a veterano, a cholo. He was from Watts. Watts, Grape Street, Watts.
Damn.
That's where he used to live. So he moved to our projects. So I borrowed his car, bro, and I had the same fools, Ronald Enos, Rodney Enos, and Robert Enos.
Damn, the whole family.
The Enos, bro. I almost killed the whole tribe in one car accident. So, bro, I was doing not donuts, but I used to drive fast, bro, around the neighborhood. That was the thing to do, bro. Try fast through the hood. So we're going sideways and swerving and swerving and swerving and swerving. And I hit the side of the sidewalk hard, bro. I fist-toed it. And the car kind of went sideways. And everybody got hit hard, bro. Everyone got hit hard.
Damn.
It was a loud crash. But we had time to run out. So everybody ran out. But I got so discombobulated, bro, because I got hit harder, bro. I don't know where to run. So I ran to some alley near that car accident, bro. And I was by the alley in the dark. Then everybody started coming around. The police and shit. The fucking bystanders. Oh, man. Are these guys alive? Where did they go? They can't survive this shit. Then I go over there, bro, and I walked in the middle. What happened? I try to be part of the audience to get away, bro. What happened? I heard a loud scream over there. I don't know what happened. I started scratching my head, bro, going like this. What happened? Scratching my head. Then I looked at my hand. It was fucking full of blood, dog.
And then somebody go, hey, excuse me, you're
no,
bleeding.
No, man. Flip it. Somebody told me, fool, hey, Batman, the back of your fucking head's bleeding, bro. What happened? Oh, bro, I got jumped in the alley earlier. So, fuck, dog. I survived that accident.
God damn. And the cops didn't know anything?
They didn't know anything, bro.
Fuck, dude. Call the tow truck, eh?
God damn. They took off, and the guy was more worried that we died in that car.
Because that's how bad the fucking crash was.
Bad. It was loud.
Fucking, dude. I bet,
I was going 45 miles an hour on a 25 mile an hour street. Then I hit the embankment real hard. Pa-pa!
Dude. Fucking life of a stuntman over here, eh?
Fool. Never been grilled with cars, bro. My last, remember my Volvo? How shitty was my Volvo, bro?
The tank.
Bro. How shitty was it, bro? At the last draw, when I was smoking so much crack. It was a shitty ass car, huh?
Yeah, but the fucking shit survived, dog.
It survived, bro.
I was like on its last fucking leg, dude. And then the Montero too, fuck.
The Montero.
Remember that one time you turned the Focus into a little, into a fucking aluminum can?
I still could get charged for that, bro.
Nah,
man, I don't know what happened that night, man. Man, people, man, never hang out with your ex-girlfriend. Like, you're going to be friends, man, because that shit ain't going to work. Because, man, you have a different agenda and shit. You know, she might be hanging out with you because her man is away or shit. And she just wants to see what if with your ass. You know, what does it all mean? So I was drinking a lot, man, and I'm doing a little coke. And my ex-girlfriend called me out of the blue and she goes, let's hang out, whatever, right? So we hung out for 3 days, right? And I thought that, okay, we're going to be together. But I was just drunk, but I didn't want to be with her. But I was just loaded, you know, Red Lion Tavern. And
you were in the right state of mind. So
not state of mind. I was already a fiend, you know? And then I would go to the Red Lion Tavern by myself.
Yeah, you told me that. And the other day I
would clothes and turn and sing German to the ladies trying to pick up.
Danke schön.
Oh, danke schön. Because I learned a couple of German languages. Let me tell you a funny story before I get to this story. We were hanging out at the Red Lion Tavern in
Silver Lake.
And the first time I hung out there was with Willie Barcena. Let me tell you, man, this motherfucker will get mad and drop money and say, I got this, and try to walk away. If you're going to walk away and say and drop money, make sure you drop the amount of money it is to pay for the fucking bill.
He said he threw 90 bucks on the floor. And the only reason I knew, because Alfred started picking up the money and they were all ones. Eh?
But this is a story I'm getting to, man. We're drinking there at the Red Lion Tavern. Remember they were playing German music?
Yeah, fool.
That guy was singing in German with his harmonica. And we were just saying whatever, eh? But everybody's drinking. This is before hipsters. We didn't even know what hipsters were.
No, this is original fucking right there, Silver Lake little area, dude. Before it got all blown up with a bunch of fucking.
We didn't know what hipsters were then. We were probably hipsters then. Anyway, so this German guy comes in with his lady. My friends. Hi, my friends. My daughter. She's getting married to a Mexican guy. I don't know why she likes this Mexican guy. What is it that she's attracted to so much? To this Mexican guy. And he used to be an ex-boxer. He was telling us in German. He was an ex-boxer. He had the boxer nose.
Yeah, that fool with those big-ass hands. It
he
was
had those
bald.
Big fucking hands, bro.
Huge-ass ones. Like Emilio kind
of hands. Emilio. Looked like somebody. He could knock He could knock a couple of Jewish guys out, right?
Naturally.
Big old strong guy. Like the big old bald strong guy in fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark. How that bald guy busts out of nowhere and shit. So he's that big. This fool goes... He's just talking to us because his wife, his daughter's going to marry a Mexican guy. But he don't understand why, you know? Why a beanishness, you know? Why? And then anyway, man, 35 minutes in, he's buying those drinks. We're buying him drinks. I'm using my German charm. Ein, zwei, Schufa. That's the drinking song I learned in my German class.
I was tripping out on you, dog. I was like, dude, this phone fucking you.
You know me, dog. I know how to say hello in 30 languages for a free beer. So 35 minutes in, this motherfucker goes to the back of the to go smoke a cigarette. We showed this motherfucker why German chicks like Mexicans. We were grabbing his lady's titties and shit. I'm just kidding. I wasn't. But Alfred Robles started making out with his girlfriend.
Yeah,
right?
Yes!
Fuck!
Dude!
I was like,
what the fuck are you guys doing, dog?
We went outside with him. We come inside, Alfred Robles and some other fool are grabbing her boobs. She's making out with both of them. And I said, well, this is why, I guess. And I said, what? You know what it felt like? It felt like when fucking Newman was making out with a landlord's lady and they were going to bail him, kick him out.
And it's funny because, and that's why we kind of left and all that shit, because Big Dog kind of got mad because he wasn't getting no play.
Yeah, Willie Barcena got mad because the German chick gave him no play. No play.
He's all like this, and these fools are like all regular, dressed all like we're hanging out all fucking day.
He was trying to order. To that fool, he was trying to order German beer, mispronouncing it. Felipe, on the other hand, was fucking pronounce every German word verbatim. Yeah, man, it was. I thought that fool was gonna end up getting killed.
Oh my god, dude!
Because that fool would have saw him, it would have been over, bro.
I totally remember that shit, dog.
I hope he's not doing that shit no more, bro. He might get kicked out of the fucking tour.
Hell yeah, it was chaotic, like Animal House, dog. Huh? It was fucking chaos, fool.
But it's weird, man. Like. She's like, all this time he's telling, what is this about these Mexican guys that attract so much? My daughter likes German Mexican guys. Motherfucker, so are your girlfriend, motherfucker.
You know what, dude?
She got harassed. That was the first night of harassing chicks.
Well, dude, we started at Casa Latina, dog. Damn, fool.
Yeah, man. That was crazy, huh?
Hell yeah, fool.
Every time that fool turned her back, she wanted to get grabbed. Watch out for German girls, man. They're hot.
Hell yeah, dude. There's
a couple of German guys listening right now. Am I lying? Am I lying, Carlin? German girls like it. She wanted the Wiener Schnitzel. Yeah, so, fool, that was it, dog. I got into that car accident and came back all bleeding.
Yeah, man.
So when I was touring with Gabriel Iglesias in 2004, that was my routine, man. I would come home from touring on Sunday, and while everybody else would go relax, I needed to do more than 10 minutes somewhere. So I would go to the Laugh Factory and do 20 minutes, and nobody wanted to party or hang out. So then I would go to the Comedy Store and do and bomb, bro. And then after that, bro. German, bro. I go to Red Lion Tavern and get fucked up. So, anyways, I'm at the Red Lion Tavern with my ex. Getting back to that shit. So, we're hanging out, bro. You know, if Shira wants to tell the story differently, that's fine. But this is what I remember. We were there talking to somebody in the bar, and that bar was another German chick with his chick, dog. So, she started talking to this guy all flirty. So you know me, bro. I started talking to the other chick too, his chick. But I blew the moves right away, dog. I was already in it to win it, you know. You know, I was like, all right, then. So I was like cock blocking that other dude. I say, look at your chick, bro. She's over there with that chick. She don't like you. I was telling this chick that. So I ended up being with that chick. Not that night. Big that smooth, night. Just not, but not talking, but just laughing, you know, being cordial. Yeah. Eins, zwei, schufa.
You know,
just laughing, bro. She spoke German. I started singing, oh, du bist
the show. That's the one you always do. Don't give me deine
Hand. So later on, this chick is mad and tells me that, well, I'm with this dude already, you know, I just wanted to hang out. So I'm like, fuck, eh? I felt dreams shattered. You know, here I am, you know, giving you art.
Culture.
I felt like Charles Bukowski. I'm giving you art here. I'm fucking, you go to comedy shows. Bitch, you saw Rick James, whatever, you know. All this shit, right? So I was playing in my head. All this shit's playing in my head. I didn't get to go to Mexico City. I didn't get to see no fucking pyramid. That's why we don't want to go to Mexico. So, man, I got loaded, dog. Oh. And then make sure when you go out with somebody that they don't leave their car keys in your house, by the way. That way you could just give it to them at the end of the night and go, you know, you will go on your way, I'll go on my way. So I'm living at a fucking studio apartment on Boylston, okay? I got to cross somebody's house with a loud dog that barks every time I pass through there to get to my back house. So I told her, wait right here, man. And I'll go to the back and I'll fucking get your keys. You could be on your way, whatever, right? and loudness, bro. Fuck that shit. Give me my keys now. Oh, give me my keys now. Dude. So I was like, fuck. You know, I don't want to be loud. You know, I'm already warned for being loud. My Salvadoran neighbor and shit. So no te tanto ruido toda la noche, por favor. Tanto ruido con la gritona. So, fuck, man. So she makes a loud scene. It's louder. Everybody wakes up. It's a loud scene. It gets louder, louder. So here's your fucking keys. I'm fucking furious, bro. I hop on my Montero, and I fucking demolition derby, bro. I start wrecking her car, crashing it over and over, beating it up, 4x4 it, bro. I wreck it, dog. And I'm barefoot, bro. Barefoot, dog. Driving his car barefoot like a fucking redneck cooter, bro. Crashing it and bashing it, waking up the whole neighborhood. Ka! 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 Demolished it, bro. And then drove away.
Demolition, man.
Drove away. And I don't go back to the scene for about an hour later. I go to Ivan's house, bro. All drunk. By this time, bro, I don't know how I got there. But Ivan said, I don't know, man. This fool came to my house bullshitting about he killed somebody.
Yeah, he told me. He came to the house and said, I killed two people, fool. What are you doing here? You woke up the house, dog? Well, the mom all over there. And the sister's like,
So, fool, after that, I called Will Barcena, bro. I need somewhere to stay. I'm going to your house. I can't. My family's here. Fuck you. If you don't open the door, I'm going to fucking kill you, motherfucker. I'm going to fucking kill you and your fucking family right fucking now, asshole. You better have the fucking door open. I'm going to fucking kill you. I told Willie Barcena that. I think he called the cops, bro. But he was scared, bro.
Yeah, I don't think he called cops, but he told me he's all, he did that, bro. I was like, no, he didn't.
I was angry, bro. I never called that fool for help ever in my life. And now he don't want to kick it, bro. After I saw that fool fucking cry with boogers coming out of his nose. Let me tell you, man, if you're a friend and you drink with your friend drinks and he fucking breaks down to you and he tells you a story how his mom never loved him, and then you try to do the same thing to him and he don't let you talk, that ain't a friend. Fuck that motherfucker. I was ready to beat his ass, bro. Fuck up his car next. So I go to Ivan's house. He lets me in. I'm fucking loaded. Then after that, bro, me and Ivan drive to Alfred's house. And he has this crazy Native American guy there, bro, talking about the moon and the darkness and the lights, his fucking security guard. And I told the Native American guy, bro, you're fucking full of shit, dog. You're a fucking crazy motherfucker. What the fuck are you talking about? Now fucking my hand is puffed up, bro. It's bleeding. I don't know if you worked with that Native American guy that they used to work at Alfred Robles' house.
Yeah, dude. That dude, Aaron. His name's Aaron.
So then I go back to the scene of the car accident with Ivan in his car, right? And I was all loaded and shit, drinking a beer, going, yeah, bro, there's the car, bro. Bro, do me a favor, bro. If you're really my friend, dog, hey, dog, if you're really my friend, bro, you're going to crash into this bitch car too right now. And then Ivan goes that he don't. I don't remember none of this, but Ivan's telling me, bro, I don't think if I would have hit that car, he probably would have killed me, man. He probably would have socked me because he was serious. So Ivan fucking reversed and hit it all slow, harder, dog, harder, hit her car harder. So he reversed and hit it harder, bro. I want to hear glass.
Fucking dude.
So fuck yeah, man. He crashed the car. Fucked that shit all up. I don't know how she got the fucking car out of there. I don't give a fuck. But I know that I was in my house depressed. I had a photo shoot the next day. That's how my career was going. I had a photo shoot at Mando's house. That's that photo I took with the photo, man. If you look at that photo, my hair is up. It's really up because I didn't sleep. And my eyes look low. I had a bloody hand. And then I felt bad, man. You know, reality started hitting and shit. I slept 2 hours. Willie showed up to my house all scared with his kids. Are you going to be all right, bro? Little Fabian and little Willie. By the way, man, Willie Barcena's son is having a fight on May 28th. Little Willie, check him out. Look for him on Instagram. It's Willie Barcena Jr. He's a good UFC fighter. Go check him out. Throwing those big ass kicks. So, man, this fool showed up to my house with his kids, bro. Sorry, couldn't help you, dog. So it's all right, dog. It's all right, man.
Hey, you always used to pick up little Fabian, huh?
Yeah. I used to always pick that fool up and drop him and put him down.
This fool always used to give him change and money, bro.
All the time, bro. He's my favorite. He's my cool one because that fool doesn't look like him. Little Fabian. I remember little Fabian, bro. He was coming out of Denny's with Gina, Willie's wife. He was coming out of Denny's. And there were two little girls. And they both said hello to him. And he said hello to them back. And they said hello to them back. And then he went over there, and one of them reached out and gave him a hug. He gave him a hug. Fool started kissing. They started kissing. They kissed in the mouth and the cheek, and they both walked away. And I said, well, this fool just found his true love.
It was all a little
cool. Yeah, man. I don't know where we get that from. So yeah, man. So the next day, I felt bad, man, about what happened, you know. Why did I do this, you know? I could have, you know, every bad thing came to my head, man. Like, I could have went to jail. I could have killed somebody because I was running all red lights all night. You know, damn. Somebody was watching over me because somebody had better plans for me. Jesus Christ! No. So the next day, man, I was working with Gabriel. And then I said, I apologize because I don't want her to press charges. Because she's going to press charges. And I said, I'm very sorry, man. I'll pay for your car. I was working with Gabriel, and I was saving up money for what? To spend it on drugs and fuck it all up. So she came over, and I gave her $2,500. And she fixed the car. Everything was all right. Never saw her again. So later on. But I ended up fixing the car. Right there was some guy named Weddle on by U-Haul, right there in Atwater, by Rascals. Okay. Atwater, right there. There's a U-Haul, and then there's El Güero body shop. And I went in there with a sad ass story, bro. And I told that guy Güero that they tried to kill me. My girlfriend tried to kill me. Ex girlfriend tried to kill me. So we got into a crazy fight. So they crashed my car, and I ended up crashing their car. And then he goes, "Te voy a decir una historia. I'm gonna tell you a story. My wife hired assassins to come and kill me right here." And he goes, "How did you know?" "Oh man, those guys, somebody, they ended up being cops or whatever, man. They ended up killing him." So he kind of related to my story. That fool charged me half.
He understood.
I kind of lied to him, you know. But he knew who I was. Tú eres el comediante que trabaja con Fluffy.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, man.
The perks of showbiz.
So yeah, man.
Crazy, so, man.
That was my car accident.
He went out with a bang.
So I didn't drive after that no more, man. What's up, fool? Podcast with Felipe Esparza and Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
But I got to delete some of this stuff, bro, to protect the innocents. But yeah, man, I live a crazy life. That all that shit's over with. Alcohol and me don't mix, man. Alcohol and drugs, crack cocaine. It's not good. But every once in a while, man, like when I'm driving, man, I'm driving. And like yesterday when I was driving from my audition, that shit was far, man. It took an hour and 30 minutes to get home I was on 1750 Ocean Drive in Santa Monica.
Damn.
And from there to where I live, it took an hour and 38 minutes, bro. I had to get off, go on the 10 freeway, get off, and take Normandy Crenshaw to fucking Highland, and then Bronson, and then Fountain, and then Sunset to Hyperion all the way home.
Damn, dude.
It's a sin, bro. People got to spend that much time in the freeway.
Just to get to one part of L.A. now is an hour, dog. That's it.
And I kept looking at fucking cool people. I always say cool people. Like when you're driving down, you're stuck in the freeway, bro, and you look to the side. There's a chic restaurant. You know, motherfuckers drinking beers, just having a good time laughing.
Laughing.
The job's over. That was about stand-up comedy, bro. There's no sense of finishing the job because when you're a stand-up comedian, the job never finished, man.
Fuck no, dude.
There's always improvement every day. We don't clock out, man.
Nah, dude.
We do podcasts. We fucking talk about what we're going to talk about the podcast. We do the enchilada casserole. I don't think – you ever punch out, Lisa? Yeah, you don't punch out at work, huh? Hell no, huh? She's over there faded right now. Taking in the story. I said, who'd I marry? I know, man. You know what's funny, man? Let me tell you something about this chick. She came up to Lisa and told her that in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. We were at the improv. You know, Felipe crashed my car and wrecked it. She cornered her.
Yeah, I was like,
she cornered and she said, let me tell you something. And then I passed by her when she put her arm on one side and the other arm on the other side and didn't let Lisa get away. Like, you're going to listen. And she told Lisa. And I passed by and I said, man, you crying now?
She was crying.
She was crying.
You were the one that got away.
Whatever, Ray. But yeah, man. So that was that, man. What's up, fool, man? I didn't know you flew out of a car, bro. No wonder your head's big, dog. I'm just kidding. Damn,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, fool. I've been in a fucking grip.
And you're not the fucking favorite yet? Fuck that, eh?
Nah, I think, dude, my mom, it's weird, dude. Like, my brother, dog, that fool got to, you know, after high school, he went to Europe and shit. So he's always been the, like, self-entitled fool. You know what I mean?
But my brother Angel, too, self-entitled
and
crackhead,
it's weird,
dog.
Dude, and it's fucking, you know. But
you went to Europe?
That fool did,
we're gonna
yeah.
talk about that next week. And, exchange student?
No. Because they did those senior trips or whatever. You know, some kids go to fucking Puerto Vallarta. Some kids go to Europe or whatever.
This is some bullshit, man. We didn't have no senior trip like that from high school. We went to Magic Mountain grad night.
Yeah, dude. I always kept it cool, dog. I didn't give a fuck.
I wish I had. That's why I feel like my life is not done, dog.
Life is never done.
And my life is not done because I didn't get to do those things, bro. I didn't get to sleep in no dorm.
You can still.
I didn't
do
get
it,
to go out and fucking. Come out with my fucking college scarf and my college sweater and my books and everybody looking at me. That's when I watch Taxi, bro, and I love, if you guys watch the show Taxi, I love Jim because I always thought Jim was a homeless drug addict, but that fool had life before he became a loser drug addict. I see him, bro, with his fucking hair to the side as the fucking college preppy guy. I wouldn't be that dude, eh? Singing those songs.
This was a fucking fraternity.
But nah, man, I always saw my life like in Trading Places, bro. Like, I always wanted the life that Dan Aykroyd had, you know. Of course, that's the life that Eddie Murphy got, you know.
You gonna step
into Ivy League, hanging out, you know, everybody laughing at your cheesy ass jokes.
Talking about commodities.
Yeah, like that guy's telling a joke in a fucking diner about A snail walks into the car service and asks for a can you put an S on my the side of my car? And the guy goes, why would you want an S on the side of your car? Because when I pass by, they'll see, look at that S car go. And everybody laughing, and Eddie Murphy's dying, bro. Ha 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 ha! Laughing, bro, like that shit's hilarious. He knows that shit is not funny, but he wants to get in that crowd. But see, I always felt my life was Dan Aykroyd, bro, eating that salmon. Eating that salmon with hair on it, dog. I always saw my life like that. But now, fuck that, bro. I'm in, bro. I'm eating that salmon without hair in it.
Vegan salmon.
That one, when we were on the road and I see Keith Manning order that salmon with that salmon Caesar salad, I say, hell yeah, man. As long as he keeps ordering that salmon salad, we're in the right place.
Hell yeah, dog.
Hell yeah. Fucking free food for everybody. Yeah. I'm out. I love you guys, man. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This is one of those, just the two of us. You can make it if you try. Just the two of us. You and I. Woo-hoo-hoo. This week, there'll be an inch of the casserole. I don't know if Lisa Esparza and I will do it this week, but we're going to do it when we come back. What's up, fool? Thank you to everybody, our producer back here, our engineer, the man behind the scenes, Aaron Chapman over here, Aaron.
St. Louis.
Also, people, listen up. In 2 weeks, we're going to have a live Just the Two of Us podcast. You can call in and give your shout outs, people. Give your shout outs. You can watch it on YouTube, man, and comment on YouTube. Here's the number you should call. June 7, people. June 7. Watch live on YouTube.com at ATC and /ATC and call 323-282-7424. 6 p.m. Pacific time. About an hour and a half. We did our dates. We did it in the beginning. You know my dates. Go to FelipeWorld.com. This week, Chattanooga. Next week, Birmingham. The following week after that will be in Orlando Improv. Also, my birthday is June 11th. If anybody's thinking about me, I like happy t-shirts. Happy t-shirt, not no t-shirt that has your big ass logo on it. Enough with that, people. Enough.
My brand.
Enough with your brand. Make a t-shirt that doesn't have the brand that big and I'll wear it. Actually, it has to be a nice t-shirt, man.
Yeah, no like heavy ass something with a t-shirts.
Skateboard. Or if anybody, we're going to, or you know what? Design the What's Up Fool. Design the What's Up Fool podcast t-shirt. You know, if you like it, we'll take it. If you like, we'll like it, we'll pay for it. But just, this is what the theme of it should be. The theme should be Rodrigo Torres, Yeah Man's, What's Up Fool, Felipe Esparza, or whatever. You know what we like. You know what we like. What's Up Fool? I'll also shout out to people like me who like to hear my breathing. Later.
You guys be cool.